At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
301! Here on The Fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. NBA free agency starts this week. Yankees, I thought it was the worst loss of the season on Sunday night. I thought it was their worst series loss of the year. And the worst series that they played. It was the first time the Yankees, I think, missed Aaron Judge. No offense virtually all weekend long. The pitching wasn't necessarily spectacular. Gerrit Cole has struggled in his last couple of starts. The defense was really bad this weekend. And the loss on Sunday night was a gut punch. I mean, you battle back after being no hit through seven innings. And Gray took it into the eighth inning. And I felt watching that game, if the Yankees could get another base runner on and knock Gray out of the game, that the Yankees would ultimately end up winning the game. But I wasn't expecting the M. Night Shyamalan twist that we got, which is the Yankees tie the game up in the ninth, take the lead in the tenth, and then lose the game in the bottom of the tenth inning. I did not see that coming. And that's one of those gut punches that mentally as a team, now I think for the Yankees and their benefit, they play tonight against the Tigers, so they don't have to let this loss marinate for a while, and the Tigers stink, so it's a good bounce back spot for the Yanks. Still, a rough weekend. The first time you miss Aaron Judge, I thought, in the lineup. They were 13-8 without him going into this series. And the Red Sox only had like 13 home wins going into this four-game set. And now they have, let me do the math here, 17, according to my calculation. And it was such a bad weekend that we've already gotten several fire Aaron Boone calls, which we haven't gotten other than my buddy Robbie in Phoenix, who constantly calls for the firing of Aaron Boone. But we had some other callers calling up for the firing Aaron Boone, some wanting him to be fired within the next couple hours, Monday morning. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. Aaron Boone is going nowhere. The Yankees have the best team in the American League. In all likelihood, they're going to the World Series. I think the only thing that would get in their way is a potential, believe it or not, matchup with the Rays, where the Rays had home field advantage. Now, the only way that'll happen is if the Rays win the division, which they're up two games right now in the loss column, and obviously they have the tiebreaker. But the Yankees are also dealing with a lot of injuries. Judge should be back mid-August. Freed should be back soon. Once Stanton's done with his sabbatical, he'll be back. Grisham will be back. So when the Yankees get fully healthy, and this is really the pattern with Aaron Boone managed teams. You have the June swoon, which came a little later than the normal June swoon. It was at the back end. And then late summer, you know, mid-August through September, they generally start to flex their muscles. They start to roll. And then October, that's where it's all going to come to fruition, or the run it back Yanks will fall short and they will be criticized, much like the Knicks. I mean, if the Knicks had fired, much like the Knicks would have been criticized if they didn't win a championship because they fired Tibbs, they went with a new head coach in Mike Brown, that would have been a move that would have been completely trashed if the Knicks had lost, say, in the first round, even the second round. I think if they hadn't gotten to the finals, the Knicks would have been heavily criticized for that move because it would have been like, well, what'd you get rid of Tibbs for? They were moving in the right direction. And then you bring in a Mike Brown who hasn't won a championship before this year. So why would you do that? Same thing here with the Yankees. Run it back, run it back, run it back. That's all well and good. But if you don't win a championship, you fall short. You don't get it to the World Series, at least. You're going to be criticized. Coming up in just a few minutes here, I will give you my top candidate for the Mets and their managerial position, and I will explain to you how I think the Mets should go about it. But yeah, it is the start of free agency this week. We already have a few things with the Knicks. Mo Diawara's coming back. Jose Alvarado's coming back. Based on all we're hearing, Bondy had a report last week. Shams had a report last week. I mean, those are two of the best in the biz. The arrow is pointing towards Mitchell Robinson not returning. So a couple things there. Number one, that probably has a lot to do with the second apron. And the other thing is, the Celtics, who are in much need of front court help, would probably be in serious contention for bringing in Mitchell Robinson. Now, I want the Knicks to run it back. I think this team has earned the right to run things back. I think they've earned the right for every player to return and defend this crown. But in order to do that, the Knicks have to go to the second apron. And it's not a situation where if you get into the second apron, you know, with all due respect to James Dolan, he made it sound a lot worse than it is, considering where the Knicks are coming from, which is a championship, and they're trying to retain their players. Plus, you can get out of the second apron a year from now. If you go for it, and let's say you don't win the championship, you can get out of the second apron. So what does this mean for Shaman and guys like that? Well, hopefully they're coming back. Because if you lose Mitch, the last thing you want to lose is Shaman. Because Shamet, yeah, I could find it. Much like with Mitchell Robinson, yeah, I could find a guy to get rebounds, things of that nature. Yeah, I could find another guy to hit three-pointers like Shamet. But Shamet has the stones to not only take, but make big threes. And that, to me, is invaluable. Zach is in Asbury Park. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, Tommy?
Hey.
Honestly, what do you think is going to happen with Shamet? Like, what do you think? I think we're going to lose him, and I'm kind of scared, man. He was a big part of this team. He did a lot for us.
Yeah.
Maybe because this hasn't happened to us for a long time. We haven't had to lose guys after a championship.
Yeah, I think if Mitch goes, I think there's a good likelihood that Shamet returns, or I certainly would hope that's the case. I hear and understand your fears and frustrations with that. Look, I want to see everybody come back like I just laid out because I think they've earned the right to defend that crown. And plus, the chemistry and continuity that this team has built, you know, through the power of friendship, essentially, they won a championship. And Shamet, you know, you could bring in another player, but do they have the chemistry and the relationship that Shamet had? Like, Shamet played with Mikal Bridges. Alvarado played with Josh Hart. I like the idea that people they bring in have history with the players on their roster.
That's what this entire team has been about, is chemistry, man.
Right. Would you want to mess with that after winning one championship? You still have a long window here, especially if you extend Carl Anthony Towns. You know, if to let all of that kind of go to the wayside for money, obviously is not going to sit well with a lot of us. I still trust Leon Rose, but it would be a damn shame considering the chemistry that this team is building and the fact that they just won the damn championship.
Yeah, I think I wish it could happen. I hope he could bring everybody back. But it really would be a heartbreak to lose both of those guys. Like, seriously.
Yeah. And I they're not gone yet. But I'll just say that if they are gone, this is where you look towards Diawara and Kolek and Dottier and others to step up. And then you could be looking at veteran minimum guys to come
in. Maybe it's finally the unspoken time of Tyler Kolek, man. You know, maybe he starts, like,
yeah,
getting his minutes. That
yeah,
he needs,
I look at
you know,
Diawara too because there. Kolek is with Alvarado here. It's going to be tougher for Kolek in the backup point guard role yeah. to get those minutes. Maybe he can play more off guard. I don't know, but or off ball, I should say. But Diawara, I think, is a guy that they have a lot of confidence in, and he showed a lot of promise. He's only 20. I mean, in his rookie year, he looked great at times. So I like Mo to get more minutes as well, but this is where, hey, you got to, and they drafted a couple guys in the second round. I don't want to see either one of these guys go because you know what? Shamet also has big game experience, and it's hard to duplicate that. You know, I got to look at who else is out there. I'm hopeful they come back, Zach, but if they don't, that's where we have to start looking towards other options for sure. But I'm gonna keep the faith that Mitch and Shamet are going to be Knicks in 2027.
As well, brother, and go Knicks, brother.
Yep.
Go Knicks.
Yep. Appreciate the call, Zach. And this is the beauty of winning a championship. You go right into the offseason. I mean, we had a parade, which feels like it was still 5 minutes ago. And I think I finally recovered sleep-wise. I mean, it took me about a week or so to... Look, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I'm not as, you know, not married as I used to be. So both of those things present problems and obstacles at times. But to only get an hour sleep going into that parade, it put me in a situation where it took me a while to get back to form. But I finally have gotten back to form. But it was a special day here in New York City. And it's a day that I want to run back and do again next year.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
And I want to see this team in full next season. But yeah, you have the parade, you have the draft, and now free agency starts this week. Alvarado already coming back. Mo Diawara already coming back. We'll see about Shamet. We'll see about Mitchell Robinson. We'll see about the others. And I want the Knicks to extend Karl-Anthony Towns. To me, that's the number one priority. I mean, he's up for an extension. It will extend the window of the starting five. This is the best starting five in basketball. You have to keep them together as long as humanly possible. You have to. Now, Cat's going to have to take a little hometown discount, much like Jalen Brunson. But you know what? Captain did it. And it's smart because Jalen Brunson knows, much like Tom Brady, hey, the less money I take, the better my team will be, and I'll make money hand over fist when I retire. Which is exactly what Brady's doing. He's doing World Cup coverage. Dating a lot of hot 25-year-old blondes, too. Look, it must be nice, as they say, but Brunson is smart enough to know that. And look, Karl-Anthony Towns, he knows the other side. He knows what it's like in Minnesota. You can win in New York City. You take a little bit less money. And I'm not trying to shame him. If he takes his money, if he doesn't want a discount on the extension and he ultimately ends up being gone in a couple of years, that would be a shame. But I'm not going to shame him into doing it. I just hope he does. Because you got to follow what the captain did. Or I'd like him to follow what the captain did. Because I want to see this group stay together, the starting five especially, for a very long time. So that part, they're definitely running back next year. We'll just see about the role players. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Okay. The Mets are going to need a new manager next year. David Stearns has already made it clear that Andy Green will not be the guy next season. And for me, well, we all have our lists. We all have our candidates. We all have our guys that we would want to be the next Met manager. My guy is Alex Cora. And for several reasons. Number one, I think he's a top five, if not top three manager in the entire sport. Number two, I think he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. I think obviously the ties he has to this organization, the ties he has to this market, he is very well respected, comes with very high regard, and simply put, he's just one of the best in the sport right now. And yeah, he's chilling at home, making a bunch of money, and he's not going to take a job this season, but he will be highly sought after come this offseason, including the Phillies, I guess if they... You know, unless they go on a crazy run with Mattingly, but even if they do, I think they're still going to give Cora a long look. Alex Cora reminds me of John Harbaugh. I think, much like Harbaugh, Alex Cora is going to have a lot of suitors. You're going to have to go above and beyond to gain the services of Alex Cora. You know, it's not often you have a manager like this or a coach in Harbaugh's case where it's, hey, prime of their managerial careers, have won a championship, have a tremendous track record, an incredible record, highly thought of, taskmasters, culture guys, adults in the room, CEOs. Harbaugh is exactly what the Giants needed. Exactly. After several failed coordinators, the Giants could not go the coordinator route again. That would have, to me, been a major misstep, especially when you consider they have a young quarterback and I think a roster that is continuing to grow and ready to win now, but they needed the right head coach. So what the Giants did is they pulled out all the stops in the courting of Harbaugh. Phone calls, stops down to Harbaugh's house. They brought out all the legends to make calls, and Coughlin and Eli, et cetera, et cetera. The Giants, much like you can do in New York, they rolled out the red carpet, and they went full court press, and they used all the stops to get Harbaugh to sign on the dotted line. Jackson Dart has a lot to do with it. I think this roster has a lot to do with it. The franchise itself and the lure of the Giants, of course, that played a role as well. But I also think the above and beyond, and I was, I'll admit, a little bit concerned that the Giants were being a little bit too aggressive with it. I was dead wrong about that. The Giants played it perfectly. They hit every note perfectly. And they got Harbaugh, the most sought-after head coach, free agent out there, to pick their team. And there was, hey, look, Tennessee was certainly a viable option as well. But Harbaugh decided to come to the Giants. Cora, to me, fits the same type of mold as Harbaugh. He's going to have a lot of offers out there. He's obviously played for the Mets. That's the guy I want. That's the guy I want. And I want Steve Cohen and the Mets to pull out all the stops, much like the Giants did, to acquire his services. Because when you have a manager this good, in the prime of his career, that is available, I think you got to do everything in your power to get him. Now, ultimately, it's going to be Cora's decision, but you have the money, you have the market, you have Juan Soto, you're building this young nucleus. It's an opportunity to manage the Mets. And listen, Alex Cora has no love loss for the Yankees, so I'm sure he wouldn't mind joining the Mets. It just as sort of a, hey, I'm going to be the Met manager now, and that rivalry that exists between Cora and the Yankees can continue. I think it makes a lot of sense for both parties. But you're going to have to do what the Giants did with Harbaugh. Because, yeah, you have, I think, the foundation. There's a lot of things to like about taking the job with the Mets. And then from the Mets end, I mean, you're bringing in a highly successful manager. No nonsense. Won a championship. Familiar with the franchise. Familiar with the market. Can handle the pressure. Has managed big stars. So he's not going... And that was the thing about... Now, Mike Brown hasn't had the success that Alex Cora's had, although he had success. One of the things about Mike Brown is that he was able to handle a superstar players. Just so happens that the Knicks are really... I mean, they have Brunson and Katz pretty close. Obviously, one of the better players in the league. But still, not necessarily the star power that a LeBron and Kobe or the sort of, I guess, egos that he had to deal with. But still, that idea that, hey, Alex Cora and Harbaugh too. I mean, Baltimore's not New York, but yeah, you got Lamar Jackson. You got expectations there to win year in and year out. Alex Cora is not going to be afraid of this moment. He's going to be able to handle the media. He's going to be able to handle the pressure. He's going to be able to handle the star power. He's going to be able to handle Steve Cohen and Stearns and anything that's thrown at him. Like, to me, it's the perfect hire. It's number one on my list. It's number one by a large margin or a large sort of gap between one and two. And we certainly could get into other candidates. Like, Marash threw out Albert Pujols. I thought that was outside the box. Although John Harper talked about it like 5 minutes later, so maybe it wasn't outside the box, but I felt like it was. And certainly the relationship between Pujols and Soto makes a ton of sense. And look, Albert Pujols, I mean, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. And this is Juan Soto's team. So I can, and Pujols himself on Friday said that he has interest in the Met job. So where there's smoke, there's fire. And that's an interesting name. Same thing with Beltran, although I think Beltran takes the general manager job. With Stearns acting as president of baseball operations. But it's Cora, and you start with Cora, and then you work your way down from there. But I, much like the Giants did with Harbaugh, if I'm the Mets, I would pull out all the stops for Cora. All of them. And credit the Giants for getting Harbaugh to sign on the dotted line. Because they were a Harbaugh away, I think, from contending. And when I see this Met team, the way they're building this young nucleus and building up the farm system, and obviously they have a ton of money, so they're always going to be in the mix with free agents and signing big free agents. To have the guy at the helm like Alex Cora managing this team, I think that's the perfect fit. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to join the conversation. Stuart is in Brooklyn. What's up, Stewie?
Yeah, well, the Giants pulled out all the stops. The Mets should pull out all the stops, Tommy.
Yeah.
But the simple fact is, will he want to come here? I know he has a rivalry with the Yankees. Yeah, but does he want to come to a team, basically, that's on a rebuild?
Yeah, but let's go with that notion. You could rebuild in a year and be ready to rock. I mean, remember when the Yankees were on a rebuild and it took them about 35 seconds to get back to the ALCS. So, I mean, you have Juan Soto in the prime of his career. You already have a year with Ewing and McLean and Bench under their belt, correct? You go with the notion of, hey, listen, maybe Bo Bichette opts in. Obviously, you're going to be active in the free agent market and you're getting, you know, a big-time opportunity in New York to manage the Mets. I think that's something that will be very much appealing for Alex Cora, who obviously played with the Mets.
I saw before I called in, I saw you were talking about another chance for Aaron Boone's redemption.
Yeah, so what I said there was the bad thing about being the Yankee manager is expectations, the microscope that you're always under. But the good thing, Stuart, is that you get an opportunity year in and year out for redemption because you're always in the mix, and every year the Yankees have a shot to win the World Series. So Aaron Boone gets another bite at the apple every year.
I understand that, but the simple fact remains is Brian Cashman's had a job for 28 years. I don't think I've found anywhere in any time frame in any sport a general manager having a job for 28 years.
No, he's got the job for life. Yeah, he's got the job for life. One day he'll step down in an advisor role, but that's a thing that you're just not going to get away from. Brian Cashman's not going to go anywhere. I understand what you're saying as far as, hey, where are all these rings? I don't see them, but
let me ask you, Tommy.
But the Yankees win year in and year out in the regular season.
Yeah, I understand that. Which ring do you give him credit for? Full credit.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
There's only one ring that he should get full credit for. That's 09.
Yeah.
That's the only one. 98, 99, 2000.
No, of course. No, I understand that. I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, I guess what I'm getting at, Stewie, is, you obviously want to win championships, but
yes,
what Brian Cashman does year in and year out might be harder than winning a championship in, let's say, a 5-year window. The team is good year in and year out. They never finish under 500.
Understood. But the thing is, I would still like to see another one.
Oh, I understand that. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't, but my point is, and this is where this conversation I think started, is that the Yankees are in a position every year to win the World Series. Now, your boy Boone has got to show his managerial chops in October. Judge has got to hit. Things got to come together. But the Yankees are there every year, and if you continue to go there year after year, it only increases your chances of winning a championship because how many times is the door going to slam in your face?
When Boone hasn't shown his chops in October, and Judge hasn't shown his chops in October.
Well, they're going to get another shot.
Aaron Judge will go to Baseball Hall of Fame, but will he go to Monument Park without a ring?
Yes. Oh, without a ring, you said? Without a ring?
Yes. He won't go.
You don't think they're going to win a championship with Judge?
I said if he doesn't win a championship with the Yankees, will his number go into the park? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, Way, yes. Come on, you're talking about one of the greatest players to ever play for the Yankees. Now, I didn't say greatest winners, and obviously when you play for the Yankees...
Well, when you put the puck out there, who hasn't won?
Who hasn't won any... Mattingly? I mean, who hasn't won? Who's played for the Yankees and hasn't won? Everybody wins. So you're talking about a franchise that has such a rich history of winning. And Aaron Judge still has a long way to go in his career. He's in his early to mid-30s. I expect him to play, I would say, late 30s, early 40s. Now, only Aaron Judge knows how much longer he wants to go, but I would imagine if he doesn't have that championship by his late 30s, he's going to continue to push it and continue to go out there. And obviously, milestones and just love of the game and things of that nature. But the benefit for Judge and for Boone, and this is the Aaron's era of Yankee baseball. I've always called it that. The Aaron's era. Boone and Judge. They're sort of attached at the hip. We know Cashman is always kind of lurking above, but Cashman's never going anywhere. He is going to one day step down and be an advisor for the team. Boone and Judge, they got to get that championship. And they both have had their October struggles. I don't think all the failures in October, I don't think it's fair to put it at the feet of both of them across the board, but certainly you could point to a bunch of stuff for the two of them. And like it or not, one's the manager and one's the best player on the team and has been the best player on the team. And it's for their legacies to win this championship, it would mean a lot because you just heard it there. And this is when I get into fights with Yankee fans that say, Aaron Judge, he doesn't have to win. Stewart doesn't want to put him in Monument Park because he doesn't have a championship. When you play for the Yankees, it's different. You are judged based on rings, parades, world championship banners. It's just, It's just a different world. And when you're talking about Ruth, Garrick, Mantle, DiMaggio, and Jeter, and Rivera, and so on and so on and so on. In order to join those names in the minds and hearts of Yankee fans, you have to win the championship. The greatness is obviously there. Aaron Judge has established that. The MVPs, the home runs, all that stuff. He is great. There's just one thing missing now, and that is the team success of winning a championship. That will cement his legacy. Same thing with Boone. And then you'll really never get rid of him. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. I got you for another 90 minutes. So if you want to talk Yankees, you want to talk about Mets managerial situation, Knicks free agency, all of that is still on the table here. Coming up, I will give you something about the Mets that I think you should be positive about as a Met fan going forward. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the number to join the conversation. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
3:32 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, I've defended Jazz Chisholm. I thought the lollipop situation was just a lot of false, fake outrage. It wasn't like Jazz Chisholm went out to second base and had a three-course meal. It wasn't like he ordered pizza. It wasn't like it was pizza, Netflix, and chill. he didn't start grilling hot dogs and hamburgers at second base. What he did was he took something out of the dugout, by the way, which I didn't even realize that there were lollipops in the dugout. Who knew? I had no idea. You always know there are gum and sunflower seeds and tobacco. All the ball players do this. But I never knew there were lollipops until Jazz Chisholm not only enjoyed a nice little a blow pop at second base, but then the next night when he homered and he celebrated with said lollipops. So I didn't have an issue with it. I thought it was a lot of false and fake outrage. I defended Jazz Chisholm, and Jazz Chisholm ultimately ended up getting the, including his manager, dying on the hill that it was, and Aaron Boone, who runs essentially a country club. I was stunned that for all the things that Aaron Boone was going to get in a tizzy about, it was a lollipop that ultimately broke the camel's back there. But Jazz Chisholm got the last laugh, not only in his manager, but anybody that had an issue with it because he had a big home run the following night and then celebrated with the lollipop. So I was in defense of Jazz Chisholm there. Where I can't defend them is what happened Sunday night, and that is your team is already shorthanded, you have a depleted bench, and you get yourself thrown out of a game. And there was a funny kind of visual with because of the camera that I guess was on the umpire where you see Jazz Chisholm. It was almost like the ring camera that some people have at their house. And you could sort of tell the word he was saying there. You don't have to know. You don't have to read lips to know what Jazz Chisholm said that got him rung up. But whether Jazz was right or not and whether they should have checked, you can't get thrown out in that spot. Just not using your head, being selfish, all the things that can hurt your team. A lollipop's not going to hurt your team. You're not going to lose a game because you're enjoying a blow pop. Now, I go watermelon or green apple, by the way. Or is it sour apple? I guess it would be sour apple. And I don't really like green apple. But sour apple, but watermelon is top choice. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. And then Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps, Ken Phelps. Watermelon and sour apple would be my two top choices. But yeah, whatever. I also like the blue flavored one, although it makes your tongue blue, which I kind of liked as a kid. But as I got older, I was like, eh, wasn't for me. That I didn't have an issue with, the lollipop stuff. But when you get thrown out of a game, and then apparently Jazz after the game skipped the podium, did not meet with the media. I got to double check with my media people, but what I've heard from my initial media people is that Jazz Chisholm skipped the podium, did not meet the media. And if in fact that is the case, I have an issue with that. As you know, here on After Hours, right, wrong, or indifferent, you have to hit the podium. You can't skip it. Can't do it. Or eventually you have to hit, like if you want to skip it for a little bit, then eventually you got to address what happened. So if you wanted to skip it on Sunday, okay, then on Monday, like at some point, you have to talk about it. You have to fulfill your podium duties, so to speak. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. And yeah, it's what I'm talking about. And that's Jazz, who I defended with the lollipop, but I'm not going to defend with his actions on Sunday because you can't get thrown out of that game, especially when you consider the depleted bench and you consider where the Yankees are at and they're not hitting and he's a guy that could pop a home run and you need him in the lineup. Overall, I am a Jazz Chisholm supporter. I think he gets a lot of flack around here. I think there's a lot of Yankee fans that just don't like him and they're kind of sick of him and they want to see him go. So I understand that if that's your stance, but then I think that, okay, you're pointing out things and getting angry about things just to be angry about it. When it comes to the lollipop. Or when he was talking to his clothes in the locker room and he had his back turned to the media. It was just... all of that stuff is what it is. But it's when Jazz Chisholm, because he had a situation in Tampa last year where he had a bad base running blunder. And I was critical of him. When Jazz Chisholm does things to hurt the baseball team and to cause them to either lose a game or puts them in a position to lose a game, that's where I have a problem. Not about something he does after the game in terms of, now you always want to meet the media, but if you want to turn your back and check out your clothes the entire time, yeah, it's a little weird and unorthodox, and perhaps he's just joking around or whatever, Jazz being Jazz, but that I don't have an issue with, and I don't have an issue with a lollipop. But you got to be better there and you can't get thrown out of that game. Now, as far as the loss, I mean, it was the worst loss of the year for the Yankees. It was the worst series of the year for the Yankees. It, just a tough one, a real gut punch. You would almost rather get no hit. I know Yankee fans can't stand the sight of Sonny Gray, and that wouldn't have sat well to see Sonny Gray, a guy that, you know, certainly has had a bunch of things to say about New York, a Brian Cashman situation where he didn't see it with Sonny Gray, and the Yankees moved on, and Sonny Gray ended up having a pretty damn good career and is continuing to have a pretty damn good career. But I'd almost rather, but I, from a team perspective, forget the fans, from a team perspective, you'd rather get no hit. All right, you get no hit, whatever. The guy was awesome. To break up the no-hitter, get the two runs off of Chapman, to take the lead in the 10th, and then to, like it was said, it was like an M. Night Shyamalan twist that I didn't see coming, because I thought the Yankees, as long as they were able to break up that no-hitter, I felt like the Yankees would win the game. And they were well on their way to do that in the 10th, and got the twist, the M. Night Shyamalan twist that nobody saw coming. Although, really, after the, let me think here, the Sixth Sense obviously was an amazing twist. After that, though, it was like it was just the twists for the sake of it. I still watched almost every M. Night Shyamalan movie. Now I can't watch. I mean, my wife doesn't watch movies, so now basically it's just about me reminiscing about when I used to watch movies, and now I can't. You know, I just like, what am I gonna do? I mean, she just won't watch any movies. Everything, she's got a problem with every suggestion. There's an issue with it, so I just, I'm no longer suggesting it anymore. I've grown tired of suggesting it to the point, and he's probably in the car right now listening, and I'll see him in the newsroom. To the point where, so one of my, I don't know if it's my favorite movie, because I don't know where to put Christmas movies in as far as like favorite movies. I feel like they're in their own separate category. Like you have a favorite Christmas movie or favorite Christmas movies. They're not really in the same category as your favorite movies. But one of my favorite Christmas movies is Christmas Vacation. My wife hates it. It makes her uncomfortable, all the things that go wrong for Clark Griswold and the physical comedy. She's just not a fan of it. You couldn't hear a dump truck driving through a nitroglycerin plant. Did I pass wind? Jesus, Bethany, did the room clear out? So I could do those lines in front of her and she'd have no idea what I'm talking about. But I love the movie and I want to watch it around Christmas time. So CeeLo, who obviously is a good friend of mine, and he'll be here any minute, although he's probably sleeping somewhere in the building right now because he's just a rambling man and the road is his mistress. One day she goes to me, she goes, I'm like, let's watch Christmas Vacation. She goes, well, why don't you watch it with CeeLo? Why don't I watch it with CeeLo? He's a married man with two kids. What am I going to walk over his house with popcorn and watch a movie with him? Could you imagine me? First of all, he lives in New Jersey. I'm not going to New Jersey, number one. Number two, do you think I'm going to knock? Oh, hi. First of all, CeeLo's got a lot going on. And I don't even think CeeLo has the time to even watch said movie because there's a million moving parts in the Lopresti household. The other members of the household seem to find a lot of free time. CeeLo can't get even a no square to spare in his portion of the free time, but I digress. This idea that I'm going to show up at CeeLo's house with, you know, I rented Christmas Vacation from Blockbuster and I got some popcorn and a pillow because I'm staying the night and I'm going to sleep on the couch. This is the world my wife lives in, which is a world that no one else lives in, which is a world of delusion. I go to, I'm not going to, A, that's not on the table, and B, can you just watch the movie? So of course she doesn't, and I have to watch this damn thing by myself every year, which is like the equivalent of going to a matinee movie on Saturday at noon, which, the older I get in life and the fact that I don't go to the movies anymore, I might become that person that goes to the movie theater at noon by themselves. Where was I? Yes. So, Christmas Vacation, obviously one of my favorite Christmas movies, but not one of my favorite movies. Wife doesn't want to watch it with me. She thinks I should watch it with Lopresti. Anyway, the Yankees, they just had a bad weekend. Really, that's what I chalk it up to. I mean, it's small picture. It's not big picture. Big picture, the Yankees have the best team in the American League. I expect them to go to the World Series. Much like the Knicks, I expected them to get to the finals, bare minimum. I see the same with the Yankees getting to the World Series. But I can't defend Jazz with his actions as far as getting thrown out. You hurt the team there, depleted bench, and that is a gut punch loss. You'd rather get no hit. Now I know. M. Night. See, we got there. M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, I mean, really, after The Sixth Sense, what was the one where he had with The Village or The Town or whatever the hell it was called? No, The Town was with Ben Affleck. I think it was called The Village or whatever. I don't want to give away the ending, but the not that I think you're going to go see the movie at this stage, but and it's an old movie. It came out years ago. But I felt like the twist after The Sixth Sense. Now, that was a really good one, obviously. That kind of put him on the map. But the loss coming in the 10th inning, I didn't see it as a part of the ending of the movie. I thought the Yankees were in the clear there. I thought they were going to get a victory. And it changes the whole dynamic of the weekend. If you win that game, yeah, you lost 3 out of 4, but you won the last one and you won it in comeback fashion, in thrilling fashion. You know, you rally back after getting no hit for 7 innings. Sonny Gray takes it into the 8th inning. You break it up there. You tie it in the 9th. You take the lead in the 10th. You go home happy. You take on the Tigers who stink. You win a couple games there. You're back to where you need to be, which is in first place in division. Now, you're 2 games back in the loss column. You're looking up at the Yankees, or you look, well, you'd love to be looking at. It'd be tough as the Yankees to be looking up at the Yankees. I guess it could be like that Spider-Man meme, but you would be looking up at the Rays. But wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? Okay, we're just doing movie references. Maybe I'll just do movie references for the next hour. I know that I could do that. I certainly could do that. But yeah, that would have made it a better weekend for sure if you were in the win column, in the victory column, instead of in the loss column. But I don't put it on Aaron Boone. I know a lot of people have called up tonight calling for the firing of Aaron Boone, which we've reached that portion of the ride. You know, every Yankee season feels like Pirates of the Caribbean. If you've ridden the ride before and you've gone on it a few times, you kind of know what's coming around each bend. Dead men tell no tales. That actually might only be in the Disneyland version. I haven't been to Disney World in forever. That's another thing my wife suggested. She's like, why don't you go to Disney World with the little Presties? What are we doing here? Is there any form of society left? You want me, a grown man, to join another grown man's family and go to Disney? Should I walk around with a fanny pack too while I'm down there? But she's like, yeah, you look, because she's not a big Disney fan. Doesn't, and look, some of the things she doesn't like, I understand. I mean, she's not a big fan of crowds and strollers and things of that nature. And obviously, we know Disney has an abundance of crowds and strollers. And the heat in Florida is just awful. Anywho, yeah, she's like, why don't you go to the Disney World with the little Presties? I'm like, yeah, I should do that. Why don't I just move in while I'm at it? We're watching movies. We're going to Disney. Is there anything I can do for you, Eddie? Refill your drink? Drive you out in the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead? Yeah, so that's where we're at. Where were we? Oh, yes. So, the Yankees and Aaron Boone. It's not Aaron Boone's fault. The bottom line is this is the first weekend where I feel like the Yankees really missed Aaron Judge. It's where they really missed a lot of the bats in their lineup. And it's a credit to them for playing the type of baseball that they've played without Aaron Judge. But this is the first time, this 4-game set, where I felt like the offense just was not there. Ben Rice is kind of going through it, and he doesn't have success up in Fenway. And it wasn't like the Red Sox were throwing all-world pitchers at the Yankees. It's just right now the Yankees are not hitting. And this is the type of stuff you worry about in October. Obviously, the offense taking a sabbatical. That is really, to me, the biggest key with the Yankees. If they're going to win the World Series, they're going to have to hit consistently. I think the pitching will be there, the starting rotation, especially when Fried comes back in. I'm not worried about Gerrit Cole. I'm not. Because I think Gerrit Cole's role on this team isn't to be the stopper, the ace, the number one guy, which is what his role has been for so many years. It's no longer that. Like, this is Cam Schlittler's staff. It's Schlittler's rotation. He is the guy. Even at the young age that he's at, he is the guy. He is the man. And then, of course, you have Fried as well. And Cole is the third starter. A great third starter. Be tough to find a better third starter in all of baseball. But that's what he is. And that's more of a testament to the Yankee starting five or starting rotation than it is Gerrit Cole being not at the top of his game anymore. Plus, you're talking about a guy who is, what, 33, 34, give or take? 35? And he's coming off a major injury. So 35 years old, Gerrit Cole, coming off a major injury. You're going to get the ups and downs. Like, sometimes this year, Gerrit Cole says he's come back. He's looked great. The velocity was up, and he was just mowing opposing batters down. And then the last two starts have been shakier. And he struggled. But to me, those are, you know, 9 earned runs in his last two starts. Not something to hang your hat on, but I don't think it's a cause for concern. I don't think it's a situation where Gerrit Cole is somehow not going to be... Because I don't know if he's going to be the Gerrit Cole we remember because of the age and coming off a major injury, but again, he doesn't have to be. So I think he will settle in nicely as that third starter, which again, sounds like a disrespectful, but it's not when you consider the two guys that are in front of him. It's Schlittler's team as far as the pitching. Freed, I would put ahead of Cole at this point, slightly. And then Cole. The only reason I put Freed ahead of Cole here is though because of Cole coming off the major injury. Now, Freed himself is coming off an injury as well, and he's had his struggles in October, Freed has, but I'm going to put him slightly ahead of Cole because of Cole coming off the injury, and I don't know if he will be able to regain that top form at any point this year, but he doesn't have to because he is third starter. And the Yankees also have depth in their starting rotation. Warren, Weathers, and this is why I wouldn't trade for Skubal. I wouldn't. If I'm the Yankees, I would not go in that direction. You have other needs. I would trade for multiple relievers. You need a catcher. Now, I don't know if the Rockies are in a situation. Look, they're not good. They've certainly been rebuilding for a while. They're better this year. They're not going to have a historically bad record. They're probably going to win 60-something. Listen, as long as they win over 54 games, that's all I need. But I would imagine the Rockies would win 60-65, somewhere in that range, which still is horrible. They're going to lose probably close to 100 games, but they're not going to be awful, 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 awful like they've been the last couple of years. That being said, would they be willing to move Hunter Goodman, who is, I think, got a couple of years left on his contract? He's got 25 home runs this year. He had 31 last year. 25. Now, I'm not suggesting he's going to hit 50 home runs, but he's going to clear 30 without breaking a sweat. And he's certainly going to make a major push for 40 home runs, right-handed bat. And Austin Wells is just, what more can you say? Pathetic. Offensively, he's the worst catcher in the sport. I mean, he's got 10 RBIs, and we're here now, you know, 2 or 3 days before July 1st. So we're about to enter July, and the starting catcher for the Yankees has 10 RBIs on pace for 20 RBIs. That is a major problem. It's a problem I don't see changing anytime soon. And it's something that Brian Cashman's going to have to address at the deadline. So starting pitching, as great as Skubal is, that is already a major strength of the Yankees. Major. You have Schlittler, Fried, Cole, and you have depth. So you don't need Skubal. I'm not willing to trade, if I'm Cashman, prospects or guys like Jones or Dominguez for Skubal, which would be a rental. Now, certainly the Yankees can re-sign him. But wouldn't you rather just go after him in free agency and go with the strength of the team already, which is the starting rotation, and not try to add more to what is already a strength when you do have weaknesses, including whatever bridge you need to get to Bednar? Catcher is a problem, and I still think the Yankees might need another infield bat besides that. But certainly catcher. I mean, Austin Wells is just not the answer, and he's not going to be the answer. It's just a matter of time. They're just waiting their time out now because it's, hey, the deadline's in a couple of weeks. So you got to wait. But as that market starts to materialize as far as who's selling and what is being sold, if there's a big-time catcher out there, I think the Yankees have to pounce on that. Even if they can get a good veteran guy that can give you professional at-bats, you know, your version of a Paul Goldschmidt. And look, I've talked about moving Ben Rice to catcher. The only reason I backed off that is because of the injury risk. I just, it's not worth it. It's not even a defense thing. I mean, Ben Rice is still learning the first base. So I don't think, I'm not worried about his defense at catcher, meaning it's not like he's great defensively at first. And I do think your strongest lineup is with Rice at catcher, Goldschmidt at first, and then obviously when Judge is back right field, Stanton at DH, that's your strongest lineup. But I can't risk an injury to Ben Rice, especially with the amount of injuries the Yankees have dealt with this year. I don't want to put Ben Rice in harm's way. So I've pitched the idea of Ben Rice moving to catcher, but I backed off it because I've seen the ways of, hey, he could get hurt. You know, he's having an MVP year. Overall, he's been the best player when you consider Judge has now missed time. It's just not something that I think is, the risk is not worth the reward. So the Yankees have to be in the market for a catcher. That would, to me, be right up there, top priority with a couple of arms in the bullpen. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. If you want to join me next hour to talk about the Mets managerial situation, that will be a major topic we cover in the final 60 minutes before the warm-up show with Alan Cielo. If you want to get on the Yankees or the Knicks offseason, three major topics there that we can cover in the final 60 minutes. The phone number to join that conversation, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.